Hello and welcome. My name is James Bryden. Welcome to my podcast, which is called Food for Thought. Today I have with me Danny Tarmati, who runs a recruitment agency in the mining and resources sector called the Resources Hub. Welcome, Danny.
Thanks for having me, James.
My pleasure. Now, Danny, as you know, I've interviewed people for this particular podcast, and most of them have experienced a setback or two in their lives and have, you know, generally done what they needed to do to overcome that setback and move on in their lives. And I believe you've had a fairly significant one.
I have, and that probably, I suppose, allowed me to continue in the resources sector, which is an area in which I love. So 25 years ago, I took a role of FIFO, 13 weeks away, 3 weeks home, and I met my ex-partner, Sean, there. He'd been in mining for a long time, and we were together for almost 3 years, and just after we separated, he continued in mining and committed suicide.
That must have been a real shock.
It was a shock. It was, it changed my tack on what I was going to do and where I was going to go. So after that situation, we weren't together at the time, but, I decided that I wanted to go get back into the mining industry. So I did. So I went again in a FIFO role to Panawanica, which was 13 weeks away, 1 week home, that roster. And that's where I met my husband. And then when my eldest son, Jake, was 6 months old, I got into recruitment. But for me, recruitment isn't transactional. It's not just fill a void. It's got to be a win-win situation for everyone. And that's where the mental health and well-being passion of mine sits in the FIFO space in particular, is because not only does it affect the worker who's actually away working, but it also can affect the families left behind.
Yeah, and that's clearly a big issue and has been for a long time in the industry. And do you think enough's being done in this area?
I think we've had snippets of lots of things being done. Whether or not it's, you know, companies really need to, I think, not just focus purely on their employees, but look at the broadest, you know, picture. And there's been some great initiatives over the years. FIFO Families, Nick Ashby, you know, raised awareness with support and guidance in that space a few years ago. FIFO Focus, Sandra Lamb's now continuing with, FIFO development and getting FIFO families together and supporting one another. I think there's lots of little groups and lots of little businesses that combined, we can all make a huge difference.
Yeah. Okay, so in your recruitment role, a big part of this would be making sure people are well matched.
Absolutely. So Harrison Assessments assists me with that, clearly, because I have that internally in the business. But for me, you know, it's also listening to the partners that are at home, that are holding the baby. I'm on a lot of groups and pages on Facebook, and I see regularly the issues that people are facing. And, you know, we're not immune to it. I know that I've had times where I haven't told my husband certain things that have gone on with kids because I haven't wanted him to stress out while he's away. So I'd prefer to tell him when he's home.
Right. Okay. So clearly it's not a one glove fits all.
No.
So it's a many faceted thing. And I guess you've been involved in this for so long, you've developed a skill for being able to read all of this in people.
Well, I've lived the lifestyle personally. Yeah. I continue to do so because my husband's FIFO. My children are most likely going to get into mining. You know, my eldest son, who's 19, wants to go FIFO now. So he, you know, they've grown up in residential towns. That's a completely different model of living in mining as opposed to fly in, fly out. So it suits some people, but it doesn't suit every person. And I think, unfortunately, the mining industry, and we claim fame to having the golden handcuffs because the money is so good and the opportunities are so good. But sometimes in reality, if it doesn't suit your set of circumstances, then you need to look at alternatives.
Yeah, yeah. So for you, would you say that incident that you had all those years ago changed the course of your...
Oh, without a doubt. That was that led me on the path to going back to mining, to meeting my husband, to having 4 children, to remaining in fly in, fly out. In mining. I had no real intention. I wanted to go up there and save lots of money and travel the world, and that hasn't happened, you know. And since I've had
Yeah, but other great things happen.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. And I am forever grateful for that. Had Sean not done what he did, my path would have been set completely different.
Yeah. So in a sense, it's actually been a positive in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it, you know, we all have times in our lives where things aren't, you know, hunky-dory. But I think to benefit future employees in the FIFO space, especially those ones that are starting out, mm-hmm. I think we need to have, companies need to bring on board and have specialists in that area to explain exactly what they're probably in for, to ensure that their workforce is organised from the start, you know.
That's interesting. You know, we hear in sales, we hear the term USP or unique selling proposition, but I think you genuinely do have one.
Without a doubt.
Which is, I think, a huge plus. And of course, with your passion, you've built up a fairly significant following, you know, social media and what have you. So the influence you're having on the industry as a whole has to be fairly significant.
I would like to think so. You know, even if it saves one family from going through the grief that we had to, or I had to, all those many moons ago, people reaching out, you know, there's EAP providers that are available for a lot of these guys and girls that are out on site. But those EAP providers, I believe, also need to be available for the families at home.
Yeah, just so people know, EAP stands for Employee Assistance Programs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, look, I'm really impressed with this. I'm inspired by it, I think would be a good term. You know, the good work that you have done and are doing in the industry, so well done, keep it up.
Thank you.
And I think that's enough for today.
I'm sure I'll be back again soon.
I hope so. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
Hope you found it interesting and maybe even useful. You can find out more about me and my work at productivity-plus.com. Until next time, this is James Bryden.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.